Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Saviro, and I have the pleasure today to have over the phone the very talented Ari Gold. Ari Gold. So this name might sound very familiar to you because he has done this very cult movie that is called Adventures of Power. This was really wonderful movie. It is still, of course, a wonderful movie. It received wonderful awards and a lot of great things in several film festivals. And you had a really unique cast with wonderful actors, including Adrien Grenier, Michael McKean, and a lot of great names. Right now, over the phone is Ari Gold. Ari, how are you today?
It's so great to be here, and it's exciting that this movie that we made quite a while ago seems to be growing in stature. It was a kind of misunderstood comedy at the time. It's a comedy about air drumming, and it's a rock and roll ridiculous movie, you know, sort of inspired in some ways by Spinal Tap and other movies like that. But there are all these messages in the movie about, you know, the working class in this country, about immigration, about police brutality, and about finding your own heartbeat. And this message is becoming more and more relevant every year. And now as people are rediscovering the movie and we're re-releasing it, it's just so great to kind of feel like we're a wine that has gotten much better with age. So I hope people discover Adventures of Power and are able to drink the fine wine. And also see Jane, you know, some of these stars, Michael McKean, Jane Lynch from Glee and Best in Show, Nick Kroll, who's a big comedy star. All of these people are in this movie and they've gone on to do great things. So it's wonderful to have an audience back and to have the rights back to the film. So that's why I'm able to put it out again.
Well, congratulations for that. So you are also the writer and director of that movie, and of course the star of this movie, Ari Gold, along with a wonderful cast. How the idea of doing a movie about this particular very funny story, by the way, was brought to you?
Well, you know, I was always a fan of drumming and rock music, and you know, as a kid, I would drum along. I didn't have any drums, but I would pretend to play drums to, you know, Metallica, to Rush, even to Kraftwerk. I was always drumming along, and I found as I would go to rock concerts later to, you know, shows, Rush shows, Metallica shows, punk shows, whatever, there'd always be a few people in the audience who were air drumming, or you'd be on the freeway and you'd look at somebody who's swerving their car on the road and realize that they're drumming along on their steering wheel. And then I went to an air guitar competition, because there is in real life an air guitar world championships. And I went as a stunt, and instead of playing air guitar, I played air drums. And I was actually kicked out, or wasn't allowed to win, even though the audience was seeming to want me to win. And that's when the character of Power was born. And so Adventures of Power is about this character that then I wrote a story to kind of explain where he came from. I mean, he came from my mind, I guess, but I had been living in a copper mining town in the Southwest that was dealing with a strike, and there was a lot of labor problems and, you know, all kinds of challenges in the community. And I realized that the story of a guy who has no drums had a really beautiful kind of metaphorical resonance for anyone who is fighting for power. And so I wrote a movie that is on one level completely ridiculous rock and roll absurd comedy, and another level it's about real things. And you know, and this 3 years later I had this movie that frankly, when we put it out, no one understood it. We premiered it at Sundance. Mostly people walked out, I have to be honest with you. It was a total disaster. And then it started winning prizes, and then it went away because we didn't have proper distribution. And then in the last couple of years, suddenly people have discovered it, and people are getting it. People are understanding what I was trying to do when I made the movie. And now suddenly it has all these fans, and it's a really, really nice feeling to know that all that work wasn't in vain, and that it's actually speaking to people and kind of bringing a smile and hope to people's lives right now, especially right now.
Indeed, and I want to say that, you know, this movie is really cult. You know, I must say really that it's the right word. And you have movies like The Artist or something like that that, you know, became now so much called The Disaster Artist, right? I think that James Franco did a...
about The Room. Yeah,
about people walk out, and now it's you know, it won many, many awards. So, of course, we're far from that. But this movie, Adventures of Power, is really so well done. You know, when you look at the scenery, I mean, as a director, it's, I believe, really, really well shot and put together. And let me tell you, there's nothing more difficult to film like a live live concert, live performance with audience. It is so difficult just on the administrative and logistic point of view.
I had to be choreographing or working with a choreographer acting in those scenes where I was air drumming to Rush and some of these other, you know, famous songs, and handling a crowd. And we were doing it all it's a low budget movie. People see the movie and they think it's a $50 million movie. I mean, and there's a reason it took 3 years. You know, I wanted it to have a certain look. I wanted to really capture the feeling of America, which meant shooting in all across the country. And, you know, the character travels across the country, and we really traveled across the country. And I wanted it to feel like one of those inspiring 80s movies about the working class guy who he tries to save his town. And that was really the theme I was playing with. And for that, I had to shoot it in these real places, and I had to give it that big epic feeling. And that, for a low budget movie, was, you know, just meant massive amount of time looking for places I could shoot in for free, negotiating with actors to, you know, get this actor for a few days in one city and another actor for a few days in another. And, you know, to keep it all in my head so that 3 years later, uh-huh, I could put it into something that looked like a big budget Hollywood movie, but really, really is not.
But you did really an amazing job at it, and you know, you really multiplied the dollars, you know, of the budget with your shooting. Now, you know, with Adrien Grenier and a lot of actors that you have here who have now big career, I've always been impressed how you know, directors, they can right away sense the sort of stardom that there is in the talent who is at his debut. At that time, did Adrien already have these qualities? Did you feel he would be a big star, or was he already a hot name around?
Yeah, in the case of Adrien, I mean, Adrien was a special case because I played in a band with Adrien, so that was not a discovery that I made of somebody that, you know, down some alley somewhere. You know, we had known each other for years. And he was already, you know, doing well as an actor. So I cannot claim him as a discovery, but I can claim him as a discovery in terms of him doing comedy. And I, well, of course, I'm biased, but I think it's the best movie his best movie performance that he ever did, because, you know, his team and everyone around him wanted him to be like a Mark Wahlberg, serious actor type movie star. And I knew him from playing in a band with him. I knew how funny he was and how, you know, he just loves to ham it up. And so I wrote the character of Dallas. The character's name is Dallas Houston, which is, of course, a ridiculous name, but goes by Dallas H. He's a billionaire, the son of a copper magnate who plays drums in a country, like a pop country band, and is a closet air drummer. And so I wrote the character really with Adrien in mind, knowing that he would just knock it out of the park. And I find his performance to be just amazing in the movie. And it's, as far as I know, the only time he's ever given the chance to do straight up comedy. And he's hilarious. And, you know, by the end of the movie, you actually feel for his character because he is in the closet as an air drummer. You know, he has issues with his father rejecting him. And, you know, so there are multiple layers to the character that he really was able to get. Someone like Nick Kroll, who's now a big comedy star, I'd seen him in a comedy club with, I think there were probably 12 people there. And he was so funny. And when I was casting the part, I was looking around. And I actually had wanted Tim and Eric, who were also had not yet broken out, and they hadn't done Tim Austin Show Great Job yet, but they were unavailable. So then I remembered Nick Kroll from this comedy club and brought him on and actually named the character he played after Tim and Eric's skit. But then all of them went on to huge comedy careers. I mean, I can't claim that I created them, but I certainly got them on the, before anyone else did. So
yeah, but you did. You did definitely. You put them in a good place. That is for sure. Because this movie, Adventures of Power, is. I mean, I had such a great time watching it. I cannot imagine how it must have felt back in the days to watch that movie. You know, but I think we. It's a time.
Well, I can tell you how it
felt.
You know, like back in the day, like it was like it was such a strange mix because there were people back then who just loved it. I mean, they were, you know, instantly favorite movie. I met somebody, you know, as I was touring with the movie who had played me for Halloween. He was like dressed as me. And, you know, for an independent filmmaker, that's an amazing thing. But there was a huge amount of hate, too. Like I got hate mail for the movie, which is bizarre. It's a very warm, loving movie. So, you know, and now when I screen it, people love it. But at the time, there was just a lot of, I think people wanted a comedy to be cynical. They wanted it to be angry. They wanted it to be dark. And this movie is really a heartwarming movie. It's a positive movie. And at the time, people didn't want that. And now people really want that.
And indeed, indeed, it is really, really a wonderful movie. And I invite everybody to go on. The movie is available on Vimeo On Demand. You just go say hello to my friends over there at Vimeo. Vimeo On Demand, Adventures of Power. It's really, really a funny movie. Very
Thank
original.
You. And, you can go to-
and I have the feeling that, you know, on these days on Netflix and a lot of platforms, we kind of see a little bit the same thing. This is something that is really, really refreshing, where you are going to rediscover these very talented actors, but also a story that is pretty original. The way of filming, of shooting, the storytelling is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And it was part of the official selection of Sundance. So that means it's very rare that these guys do mistakes out there. So Vimeo.
Well, thank
on
you
demand.
So much. Also, I will say we have a new website, which is airdrummer.com. So that's easy to remember, airdrummer.com. And there's a lot of bonus features there. There's a long interview I did with Neil Peart, the drummer from Rush, who died this year. Very, very terrible loss. He was a friend, a mentor. He was somebody who came in to be in. He came out of a seclusion to be in this movie and ended up supporting it. He did bonus videos with me. So I owe Neil Peart from Rush a big debt of gratitude. But all that is available at airdrummer.com. And also, I want to point out, anyone who buys the movie on Vimeo, we're giving a significant part of every single sale and stream of the movie to support Music Cares, which is the Grammy Association's nonprofit that helps musicians who are in need. And there are a lot of touring musicians, gigging musicians who are out of work right now. They can't work. I'm not talking about the stars. I'm talking about the low-level people and or people with health problems. And so by watching the movie, you're giving money to this you know, to help musicians.
Yeah.
So that's a,
and
a
I'm,
cool thing.
I'm very glad you're doing that, because really Music Cares, I know them and what they're doing. I say hello to the office in New York because it's the one I know, and what they do for artists, for musicians, especially now at the time of COVID, I think they're really the only one really doing something, because all of a sudden, as soon as people needed money, all of them were like, oh, we cannot take any more applications. We don't have, you know, But MusiCare is really the only one out there that I saw who really, really helps artists, who help them with the rents, with the medical bills. And if they couldn't help you, they were making calls to find a third party who could help you. So really, there's no better foundation now if you want to help musicians to help them, MusiCare. So really, check them out. And one way to help them is to purchase this great movie, Adventures of Power. Great movie with the director, writer, and star, Ari Gold. We'd love to have him on the show. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerebro. I had the pleasure to have today on the Culture News the very talented Ari Gold, who is the writer, director, and star of this cult movie, Adventures of Power. It's a huge success, still a huge success, with a lot of great actors, including Adrien Grenier, which we all know from Entourage, wonderful TV series on HBO. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day in New York. Weekend is starting. We're going to have some great music. Stay tuned for more.